This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now inside Studio 123 is our news director, Kyle Collins. Welcome.
Thank you, Antoinette. As you may have heard or read, a student who worked at KUAF accidentally shot his hand Friday afternoon inside our building. The student was the only person injured in the incident, though others in the building at the time were quite shaken. Coincidentally, at the very time of that shooting, a reporter for Ozarks at Large, Timothy Dennis, was putting the finishing touches on a story about legislation that, if passed, would allow guns on college campuses in Arkansas. I do want to tell you that all of the interviews conducted for the story had been finished before the incident took place at KUAF.
A proposed bill by a local state lawmaker would allow certain people to carry concealed firearms on the state's college campuses. That bill heads to the House Committee on Education in the Arkansas Legislature. But as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, proponents and opponents of the issue have plenty to say about the bill.
House Bill 1243 would allow staff and faculty of Arkansas's public colleges and universities to carry with them onto campus concealed firearms, provided they have been granted a concealed carry permit by the Arkansas State Police. District 84 Representative Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, introduced the bill again during this legislative session. A similar bill he filed during the 2011 General Assembly was defeated in the House Education Committee. He says that now is the time for Arkansas to pass legislation that he believes will help enhance the safety on college campuses in the state.
There are places that our concealed carry law exempts in Arkansas, which I believe some of these crazies and killers use in their thinkings. In other words, we create gun-free zones. And these killers know that. They know that it's less likely they'll be stopped there. They understand it's very difficult for law enforcement to arrive before they wreak their havoc on innocent people. And they believe that they can accomplish their horrible objectives.
Collins says that although university staff would be the only ones armed through his bill, the proposed legislation would still make campuses safer by deterring others from illegally carrying firearms onto campus.
Because a crazy killer is fearful that even one person might stand up and defend innocent lives. The crazy killer is deterred, in my view, certainly some of them, by the notion that somebody could stop him or her, not that, you know, students are particularly armed. So I think we've got a great piece of legislation that can help move us forward in Arkansas. We've had three of these incidents in the last 12 years on Arkansas campuses that resulted in death.
Indeed, Arkansas has seen some shooting deaths on college campuses. Four men were convicted for opening fire in 2008 on students at the University of Central Arkansas in Conway. And proponents of concealed carry at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville frequently cite the 2000 case of UA English professor John Locke, in which a former graduate student shot and killed Locke in his Kimball Hall office before turning the gun on himself. But not everybody thinks that allowing guns onto campuses is such a good idea. Sydney Burris is a professor of English and director of the Fulbright College Honors Program at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. After hearing about the proposed legislation, he started an online petition opposing HB 1243 or any other bills that would allow for the carry of concealed firearms on campuses.
When I first heard about the legislation, I was talking to some of my friends on campus about it, and I really didn't know what their opinions, you know, about the legislation would be. But as I started talking to people, I realized that practically everyone I spoke to, which is not, of course, you know, a scientific poll, but it was just everyone I spoke to was against it. So, you know, I decided that I would start a petition. And so I started the petition, and I basically sort of, you know, publicized it on my personal, you know, Facebook page, and, you know, it took off from there.
As of Sunday evening, his petition on signon.org has garnered more than 1,600 signatures. While Collins believes that his bill would eliminate, quote, gun-free zones that give opportunity for acts of violence to be committed, Burris says that the bill would eliminate something else entirely if enacted.
My stance against the concealed carry, you know, legislation on college campuses has more to do with the fact that I believe college campuses are unique environments in American culture. And I believe the product that we generate, that is the sort of, you know, active creation of ideas, you know, requires a special environment. And I think the introduction of guns to that environment is going to compromise our product.
While the proposed college carry bill would bar students from packing heat while on campus, students at the U of A in Fayetteville voiced their opinion on both sides of the issue. Clint Shoemake, a political science and anthropology student at the university, agrees that something would be lost if guns were allowed on campus.
I think that if your instructor does have a weapon, I think that does take away from the learning environment. And I do know that our police force here on campus has been trained in, you know, shooting exercises. So I'd like to think that if we prioritize our own security, we have a force that will prevent shootings on campus.
But not everyone is as confident in the abilities of the university police. Carson Trevelyan is a UA junior studying communications disorders. He says that he would feel safer if those licensed to carry concealed handguns were allowed to carry their weapons onto campus.
If somebody wants to cause harm, wants to kill people, they're not going to obey the no firearm signs. They're going to bring the guns on campus whether they're allowed or not. So I think that allowing concealed permit holders to carry on campus would do nothing but add to the protection, because U of A police can't be everywhere at once. I think if there was a shooting to happen on the middle of campus, it would take the police at least a few minutes to get there, and there's a lot of damage to be done in 3 minutes.
Architecture sophomore Shaylin Vincent agrees with Trevelyan in supporting concealed carry on campus. She says that she thinks that having more guns present would be more successful at deterring would-be shooters than having a ban on all firearms posted at all edges of campus.
It is called a concealed handgun for a reason, because it has to stay concealed. And the purpose of the ban isn't to say, I'm here, I'm going to protect you. It's to have it concealed on you, and if anything were to happen, you're there to protect the people around you. So I don't think it would affect this safe haven for learning. If anything, it would enhance it, because people would know they are safer, even if they don't know who is carrying around them, which is the point.
But junior political science and economics student Autumn Lewis thinks that more guns on campus could make active shooter situations more dangerous for some and more chaotic for those tasked with responding to such incidents.
Students would know that these professors have concealed carry guns, so if they walked into a classroom, the first thing that they would do is go after the professor. I think that that's unnecessary. And again, I've talked with the chief of police for the University of Arkansas, and he thinks that if his officers were to respond to a situation, they'd have to spend precious time deciding which person with the gun was the good guy and which person with the gun was the bad guy. Whereas now, if they respond to a situation, anyone who has a gun on university property is obviously breaking the law. So it makes the situations much more clear.
Yet nobody interviewed for this story mentioned the effect of accidental deaths incurred by firearms. Of the nearly 309 million people living in the U.S., 606 people from all races, sexes, and ages died from accidental gunshot wounds in 2010, the latest year for which data was available from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's just more than 50 accidental deaths across the country per month. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.